It's a pleasure to be here and enjoy the beautiful country in Virginia and share with you some of the things that we hope will help you apply some of these synchronization systems. I'm really representing a group that put together what's now known as the Estrus Synchronization Planner that was originally available from Iowa State University. And as we began developing some of these recommendations, we teamed up then so that our recommended protocols were part of this tool that's the Synchronization Planner. And so you see on the slide here the list of the task force members that helped with that part of it, as well as those from Iowa State. And certainly Garland Dahlke is the person that's keeping this program running and can answer lots of questions should you run into any issues with the tool. And so what I want to talk about is a little more detail about the Estrus Synchronization Planner and how we can use it to help us. And just out of curiosity, how many of you have already downloaded the Synchronization Planner and use it? Okay, a few, but not a lot. So we'll hopefully share some things with you today. Now, when we want to implement a synchronization program, our goal would be for it to be well-planned and organized, and so we can apply that in essentially a relaxed and calm manner. We want those animals to come and heat on a timely fashion and to be able to inseminate them. But what we know is that other things can come in the way of any type of process. We're working with people. Things happen. There's roadblocks. We can't get what we want done at an appropriate time. But planning can help us. And the other thing, we know that we're working with animals and they get into issues. And some of those issues are easier to correct than others. Sometimes it's much more difficult. So we're hoping that by planning, we can help you better implement an AI system and not run into, save you time to help deal with some of these issues that are going to happen anyway. Okay? So when we think about the Synchronization Planner, you should know that it's an Excel-based spreadsheet. And people tell us that it makes scheduling synchronization programs much easier. And their planning and preparation is much more timely. And you should recognize with any of these things, there is planning involved to apply something that's going to happen 7 or 30 days prior to your breeding season. So hopefully this helps us think more from a calendar standpoint and when that's going to happen. It should help guide your choices to think through some of the systems that are available to you. And then, very importantly, implement appropriate timing. And Dr. Smith did a good job of talking about the importance of that timing interval. And I know that's often a hard first step to take when we do fixed-timed AI. I know it was for my father. We've AI'd cows since I was 9. And when I got him to the point we're ready to do a fixed time insemination, but I didn't see them in heat yet. It's okay. Just go ahead. Put semen in. It'll be all right. And he grew comfortable with that. But that timing is important because the other part of that story is that the first year I sent him out there and said, we'll breed him at, on Wednesday or whatever. So I'm checking up on him because I know I need to check up on him. And so he had bred them like 12 hours earlier than really I anticipated. So part of that was my communication, and I didn't say specifically, not just Wednesday, but this time on Wednesday. So this system is to make sure you get it on the right time on Wednesday to correspond with the importance of the timing that Dr. Smith talked about. Now, I want you to know that you can download this tool free at the Iowa Beef Center website. That link is shown here. It's that link is on page 97 of your proceedings. Google Sync Planner, Iowa Beef Center, or something like that. It'll get you there. Don't worry about trying to write that down. It is available, and we appreciate really the support of many of our sponsors that allows us to support the maintenance of that software to make it available for you as a free download. Now, the thing we like about it then is that it directs you to these recommended systems, but if for some reason you still want to use 2 injections of prostaglandin, it can draw that system up for you as well, and it still allows you to use the tool to implement something like that. It's situated as the protocol sheets are, grouped out by heat detection type, whether you're breeding after observed estrus or doing a fixed time insemination. The thing I like best about it is the calendar that it generates, and you can look at it in a calendar form or a list of daily activities, all in attempts to help our planning make sure certain things get through in our minds on what time a day when we need to apply this. Now, this is a page you come to at the Iowa Beef Center to download this. And you'll notice we are on version 13, and we update that based on any changes that we think are appropriate based on available research data. Last year, we added an option for Bos indicus cattle. So version 13 includes that. We're likely to make some additional changes this fall. So it's very important when you go to download this that you do fill out the registration, because then when we change it, we're going to send Troy a notice that says, okay, download the new version so you have all the most recent recommendations and use that in your decisions. Right now on the website, and this is a little small print here, I have a survey up there trying to collect some data on what type of practices you use currently in your synchronization and AI programs. I would encourage you to go ahead and complete that if you're interested. I'll have that up there for about another month. At the end of that survey, it says if you want to leave an email address, you'll be entered in a drawing to win some Estratech heat detection patches. It's kind of a carrot to encourage you to fill that out. Depending on how much time you like to tell us about some of your program, kind of depends on whether it takes you 15 minutes or 20 to 30 minutes to fill that out. So would encourage you to do that. And again, that link is there when you go to the Iowa Beef Center to download the planner. Okay, this is one of the main screens you would see on the synchronization planner. You probably can't see clear in the back, but if you're familiar with Excel, you know that at the bottom of the spreadsheet are tabs. So this is the planner worksheet tab. And the basic part of the program is in these white boxes, you would enter various information based on what you're doing there. And to get you started, there are a number of ways to provide some additional helps. And each of these little red triangles, if you run your mouse over that red triangle, a box pops up. And this first box is important to understand. It asks you what time you want to breed, both in terms of the day and the time of day. And so the day is, in the case of a heat detection, heat detection only system would be the day you wanted to start heat detection. And if you select a fixed timed insemination, it would be that day of fixed timed AI. So as we focus a little more closely then, here is the day that we want to start breeding and the time of day. And that time of day then becomes important if we're doing a fixed timed AI system. The third line here, you see detection insemination type. One is breeding after observed estrus. 2 is a combination of AI after estrus. And the words that are over here, it says cleanup AI. And then 3 is fixed-timed AI. All right, so we're going to look at this fixed-timed AI example. So when we have this 3 in here for fixed-timed AI, then we see systems here for cow systems, fixed-timed, or heifer systems, fixed-time, and those correspond with the recommended protocol sheets. Now, just to understand this application of timing then, here's our 7-day CoSync plus CEDAR protocol recommended to breed those cows about 66 hours after the administration of prostaglandin. And so when we set up a group of cows, we want the average interval between when we gave prostaglandin and when we bred to be 66 hours. And if we're breeding larger groups, then we like to do that within a, you know, we don't want to set up any more cows than we can breed in a 2 to 3 hour time period, so that the average cow that we bred in that 3 hours was roughly 66 hours. So we selected a 1 p.m., excuse me, we wanted to breed at May 29th at 7 a.m. So what this does is back calculates to say your prostaglandin injection needs to be at 1 p.m. and on this case on Sunday. So you need to recognize if 1 p.m. on Sunday is going to work as well as the 7 p.m. or excuse me, 7 a.m. when you want to do your insemination. If that doesn't work, you go back, put in another time, and make that time period work for you. Now, back again to this planner worksheet screen, we changed the estrus insemination type to 1, which corresponds to estrus AI. We see that these systems change here. The recommended heifer systems, the recommended cow systems correspond to that number 1. As you're going through there, there may be a system in here. Here's system number 7, which is select sync. If I have 3 where this 1 is and 7 in there at the same time, it'll give you some characters that indicate that this type of insemination is not compatible with the system that you selected. So if you wanted to use 2 injections of prostaglandin and do a fixed-timed AI, it would highly suggest that you not do that. Okay? So those should change as you change these values. The days from last AI to bull turn-in is mainly for you to show that on a calendar how you want to do it. It doesn't impact other portions of the program, but merely to help with the planning. It will tell you then roughly how many trips through the chute the system that you select requires. And then an addition is that you can now compare costs on several or on 2 other protocols, that if you wanted to compare those costs to utilize each system. Now, just to further illustrate how the protocol sheets match up with what's shown here, I've actually, on the right-hand side, here is the heat detection and cleanup timed AI, and you see the select sync plus cedar, MGA prostaglandin, MGA, the 14-day cedar. Then on the left-hand side, heat detection only, single injection, 7-day MGA prostaglandin. As well as then other systems that fall into those categories that we would consider less preferred. And again, those are there for the convenience of the people that occasionally use them, but for the most part, probably that's not where you want to be, okay? We've left it there, but there's good reasons those protocols are recommended and that you use them as described. Now, this is the part that is probably most useful to people, is this calendar portion that shows then the days of the week where you put the cedar in, you pull the cedar out, or you start feeding MGA, or your last day to feed MGA, and then the time when you inject GnRH and breed. And one of my producers told me that they really find this valuable because they can print out these several options, get the family around and say, okay, are you guys going to be, you know, we need your help on this day. Are you going to be there? And get those things worked out in advance and get those on the calendar. The other thing you can do is do some cost comparisons. There's all these white boxes, again, are places where you can put inputs. This labor estimate, just a little background, that comes from a study that was done in Nebraska a number of years ago estimating the amount of labor that went into certain a number of days working in a synchronization program. It's merely an estimate. You can use that or put in your own estimate of amount of time, but as I have worked through systems, I find it's not a bad number, okay? You've got a variety of things there that you can fit to your situation, a labor charge, yardage, if you're including feed in there, doses of products. And then the other thing, and this is something that working with the technicians that use this quite a bit, wanted to have some of these user-defined charges, so as they set up something for an individual, they can include those additional charges that they might provide in that service. So that's hopefully a handy portion of it as well. And the output will look at this on a cost per synchronized AI pregnancy, and you'll see that we have, in this case, a system where we're doing estrus detection. So here's this all-important estrus response that Cliff talked about, combined with the conception rate of those that we synchronize. And again, pointing out the importance, if you're relying on heat detection, that has a great impact on your cost per synchronized AI. All right? And this range was based on, we don't have probably the full extent of the range that could be out there. We limited it. But understand that those numbers get higher and higher as that estrus response goes down. So look at that and understand as you make that choice between do I heat detect or do I use a fixed time protocol. And this screenshot then just shows you how you can compare. Here's three different systems, CoSync plus CEDAR, SelectSync plus CEDAR, MGA Prostaglandin. And in this case, we're comparing actually a timed AI to those with a heat detection and cleanup timed AI, your cost per synchronized female, and you know at this point we can't estimate cost per pregnant females. We don't know exactly how many you'll get pregnant, but how many that you treat, and then a total cost of those systems help you compare what will work best for you. Now, we are also, I say we, Cliff and his group, have working on putting this into an application. You can use it on your smartphone. You'll see many of the same screens. And it's instead of downloading the app, I don't know if you get on your phone, updates for, and you're wondering, do I really want to push the update button? Well, the nice thing about this app as they're developing it is that you're essentially using it off the internet. So it's always the most current stuff there. You're always updated. The downside is there are places that some of us go, and we're working with a producer where the internet connection or the 4G isn't working there. So there's always trade-offs. But this is what the first screen kind of looks like here. Looks very similar to what we have in the planner spreadsheet, and it's all driving off of that spreadsheet. So you enter this information. Right now, I think it works pretty well on, well, it doesn't have all the glitches out on the iPhone version. On the Android version, I still couldn't enter a time of day to breed. It's very much a almost ready but not quite ready deal, but we think just within days and weeks we'll have this finalized. So again, you are able to compare costs that you could on the other system. You select the type of system you want, and this is a drop-down menu. The date to start breeding shows you a little calendar, and that's kind of snazzy. And then takes you to the next page. Then based on your detection type, you can select what you want to do. And then you essentially go on to the next page, and it'll give you the summary and a cost, tells you the schedule. You can email that schedule to yourself. I'm not sure if we'll get to the point where we can send that as a add it to your calendar type approach, but I'm hopeful that maybe that will be something that we can do. So this application should be able to be used on tablets, phones, and as well as, you know, even on your old-fashioned laptop computer, you could use this to help apply that. Now, I don't have in your proceedings anywhere, but this is a live app right now. You can go to that site and try it out. It's not quite ready for prime time yet because you'll still get some, well, like I said, I can't put in the time with my Android phone, and your best luck right now would be with an iPhone or an iPad. Last I knew, though, it was still having some glitches with putting the actual date values in, but wanted to give you this link. No other large population of producers has this information. Try it out. Understand it's still under development. You'll have some issues right now, but come back in a month or a week, and we hope that that's working well as another tool to help you apply these synchronization systems. And the goal would be for you to be able to easily apply them, have a good experience with synchronization, and everybody that helps with that. And we recognize we don't want anything to happen like this, of anybody frustrated with technology, although we know that can occur from time to time. So with that, I'm going to wind it up, turn it back to Willie, and we'd be happy to visit more about these products, tools, at a later time then.